With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Senator John Tester introduced the Water Compact with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes into Congress today. The compact, in the works for years, passed the Montana legislature last year and was previously approved by the CSKT Tribal Council. In order for it to take effect, it needs to be passed by Congress and signed by the president.
This compact will ratify the water rights settlement between CSKT and the state of Montana. It will resolve CSKT's water-related claims with the federal government. It will establish resources to update critical irrigation projects and local water systems. And by passing this compact, we will avoid years of costly litigation between CSKT and the federal government.
Tester says the toughest part of getting the compact passed will be finding federal budget offsets for its $2.3 billion cost. But, he says, not passing the compact would cost taxpayers more to settle tribal water claims in court. A Flathead Valley irrigator who opposes the compact said it was premature of Tester to introduce it into Congress prior to court's ruling on irrigators' lawsuit against it. A judge has reinstated voter-approved contribution limits on Montana political parties after striking them down for individuals in political committees. U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell's order says there could be harm done to both the state and the people who challenged the limits if he did not grant a partial stay of his ruling last week. A magistrate judge has sentenced a Washington state man to 6 months in prison for shooting and killing a grizzly bear in northwestern Montana last year. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump wrapped up his speech in Billings a few minutes ago. A crowd of thousands, buoyed by word that he had just locked down the Republican presidential nomination, gathered at Metropark Arena and cheered the New York businessman and his unlikely ascent to the top of his party. Trump traveled to Montana after delivering his first policy speech on energy in North Dakota. Supporters waited in line as long as 20 hours for the chance to hear Trump speak. Park rangers will conduct traffic safety checkpoints in Yellowstone National Park this holiday weekend. The checkpoints are set up to identify and correct traffic and safety violations and to identify any impaired drivers. The National Park Service says its rangers have seen an increase in impaired driving contacts over the past few years compared to previous years. Drivers charged with driving under the influence in Yellowstone face prosecution in federal court and penalties that can include up to 6 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. Governor Steve Bullock was in Victor today to help open a new private solar energy facility. Breezender reports.
A stretch of solar panels now line the side of Highway 93 near Victor. The new facility, Valley Solar, is the third community solar energy project to open in Montana. Governor Steve Bullock spoke at the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Production and export of energy from Montana really does provide many real good paying jobs for Montana families. Whether that's from coal, whether that's from water, whether that's from wind, whether that's from solar.
The Ravalli Electric Co-op started construction of the 88 panels after seeing other co-ops have success with similar projects in Missoula and the Flathead Valley. Ravalli Co-op members can purchase the panels for personal energy use. Mark Grotbo from the co-op says that there's plenty of space available to purchase.
They get the benefit of solar with none of the hassle. They don't have to install it. They have none of the maintenance for the next 20 years, but they get all of the benefits.
Grotbo says that Montana is looking to build more solar energy fields for people to use. He says they're an easy way for Montanans to access clean energy, even if they don't have a lot of sun on their personal property.
On their roof, as some homes, either for shade or with trees, aren't geared or a good solar site, it allows them to have the ability to do if that's what they choose to do.
For more information about these panels, visit mtpr.org. Bree Zender, Montana Public Radio.
Today in Glacier National Park, travel was limited for the fourth day straight. A mudslide caused by a failing beaver dam dragged dozens of trees and debris onto Going to the Sun Road on the west side of the park yesterday. The Missoulian reported park officials hope to have the section of road fully cleared for the Memorial Day weekend. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.